On today's Kids Corner, Lucille finds out that she's going on a fabulous trip.
Are you sure you want to do this, Lucille?
Oh, come on. Absolutely, Granny. 100%.
Okay.
Yahoo! Where's Liz? Hey, Liz! Hey, Liz! Guess what? I'm going to Fantasyland!
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's church morning, and Liz and Lucille and Grandpa Anoli's church school class are in session. Today, they have a special treat. Lucille's Aunt Wilma, who is a missionary in Finistan, has sent Lucille a video of the Team Finistan leader, George Clausen. On the tape, Mr. Clausen explains all of the great work that God has accomplished in Finistan through the team. Oh, looks like the video is about to wrap up. Let's listen in.
Oh, that was awesome.
Incredible is what it is.
Yeah, you should be very proud of your aunt, Lucille.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I really didn't understand all of the work that Team Finistan is doing until now.
Well, I hope it makes you feel a little better about your Aunt Wilma's going there.
Oh, absolutely. I still miss her, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Lucille?
Oh, hi, Granny.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, Grandpa. I just need to borrow Lucille for a couple of minutes. The pastor and I want to talk with her.
No, you can have her for more than that if you want. Class is done.
Oh, thanks. Excuse us.
Okay, see you guys later.
So, you like the video, right, Liz?
Oh, like doesn't even begin to describe how I felt. I was blown away.
Well, I'm glad.
No, I mean it, Grandpa. That was really amazing. It inspired me. So much, in fact, that I've decided I want to follow suit.
Follow suit?
Yeah, it means do like they did in the video.
I'm familiar with the term. I'm just curious as how you're going to apply it to yourself. You mean you want to become a missionary?
Missionary? Pff, no. Well, I mean, not right now, at least.
Then how are you going to follow suit?
Well, by doing something great for God.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly sounds grand. Just what great thing did you have in mind?
Well, I could write a book on Christian living.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe be a great Bible teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Or build houses for the poor like you do.
Mm.
There are lots of things.
No, sounds like some good ideas, all right.
You're not going to tell me not to do them, are you?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, good.
Just the opposite. I encourage you to try them all.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But...
Oh, I knew it. There's always a but.
Yes, there is. And this one is to make sure that whatever you do for the right reason.
Okay.
And with the right spirit and motivation.
Oh, Grandpa, don't worry. Come on, it's me, Liz.
That's just what worries me.
Oh, guys. Come on. I'm going to do great things for God.
Mm-hmm.
How can I go wrong? I'll see you later, Grandpa.
Yeah, here we go again.
Liz left the classroom, passing by Lucille, Granny, and Pastor Greenridge in the middle of their conversation.
The church is starting a short-term missions program?
That's right, Lucille. And I've asked Granny to head it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Granny.
Oh, thank you, but I was just as surprised as you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound so surprised. I think you're a great choice.
Well, that's what I keep telling her.
Oh.
She's traveled extensively and has contacts all over the world. She's a natural.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken a few trips. It doesn't mean I know the first thing about missions.
You'll learn. Anyway, Lucille, the first place the church has decided to send a team is Finistan.
Oh, really? That's great. Could I be part of the team?
Well, actually, you're the first person we had in mind.
What?
You came highly recommended.
Recommended?
By someone already in Finistan, your Aunt Wilma.
She did that? Aw, man, she's just something else, isn't she? Well, you can definitely count on me.
Well, we love your enthusiasm, Lucille. But we need to tell you that this is not going to be easy.
Yeah?
Yes, it's going to require a commitment from you. A big commitment.
Okay.
Now, before you say okay, you should know what we mean by commitment.
I know.
There's a lot of Bible study and memorization to do, as well as training.
No problem.
You'll have to get your parents' permission.
Okay.
We usually like kids to wait until they're older to go on such a big trip.
Oh.
But since it's your aunt, we're willing to make an exception.
All right.
Additionally, you'll have to get letters of recommendation from three people who are not related to you.
Can do.
You'll also, and this is where things will get rather sticky.
Yeah?
You're going to have to raise half of the funds for the trip yourself.
Oh, got it. Understood. No problemo. Where do I sign up?
I hope everybody is this easy. Welcome aboard Team Finistan, Lucille.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go see if I can drum up a few more recruits.
No problem. Thank you, Pastor.
Are you sure you want to do this, Lucille?
Oh, come on. Absolutely, Granny. 100%.
Okay. Well, I'll drop off an info packet to your house this afternoon and talk with your parents.
Yahoo! Where's Liz? Oh, there. Hey, Liz! Hey, Liz! Guess what? I'm going to Finistan.
The packet Granny left for Lucille was aptly named Info. It had all sorts of information on Finistan and the missions project there. It also outlined the Bible memorization and study schedules and how to approach people to raise funds for the trip as well.
Wow, Granny wasn't kidding when she said this was a commitment. I better get started.
After getting her parents' permission.
All right, Lucille, but only because I know Aunt Wilma will take very good care of you.
Lucille dove right in, and the first thing she tackled was the fundraising. After reading through the material, she decided the best way to go about it was to canvass her neighborhood.
Almost everyone here is a Christian. They'll surely want to help me take a missions trip. Aunt Wilma, here I come.
She made her way around the block, going to almost every door. She was almost finished when Maury walked up.
Thanks, Mrs. McGillicuddy.
Hi, Lucille.
Oh, hi, Maury.
What are you doing, taking a survey?
No, I'm raising funds for my missions trip at church.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You're going to Finistan?
Yep, that's where my Aunt Wilma is.
So how's it going so far?
Pretty successful. This is a very generous neighborhood.
Huh, got any houses left?
No, I think I've gone to every house. Well, every house I want to go to.
What do you mean?
I'm skipping the next door neighbor.
Right one or left one?
Left. The right one's great. She gave me $50 check, see?
Wowie kazowie. So why are you skipping the left one?
Lucille? Lucille Monitor!
That's why.
Who is that?
My next door neighbor. Cranky old widow troll scales.
What? That's not very nice. I mean, granted, she may not have the nicest sounding voice in the world, but she can't be that bad.
Oh, yeah? Just watch.
Lucille?
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Trollscales. And how are you this fine morning?
Don't be impertinent.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw you walking around the block. You wouldn't be soliciting, would you?
Well, actually, I'm trying to raise funds for my missions trip at church.
Oh, I knew it. Soliciting? You know personal soliciting on the block is against the law.
But I'm trying to tell you, it's not really soliciting. It's just
You're asking for money, ain't you?
Well, I am, but it's
Well, that's soliciting.
I thought soliciting was selling stuff.
Excuse me, huh? Do you live here?
No, ma'am. I am
well,
a friend.
Then I'd appreciate it if you'd mind your own business.
Okay.
Mrs. Trollscales, he was just trying
I know what he was trying to do. Change the subject. Now, there's no use in arguing with me. There is no personal soliciting allowed here, and that's that.
But Mrs. Trollscales, your grandkids sold wrapping paper door to door last Christmas.
Oh.
I know, because we actually bought some from them. Why was it okay for them but not for me?
You cannot compare the two. It isn't the same thing at all.
How so?
My grandkids were raising money for their school, not for themselves.
But they were still soliciting. Oh,
they had special permission from the mayor and the city council to do so.
Special permission?
Oh, that's right. A permit. Now, do you have special permission from the mayor and the city council? Because if you do, I would like to see your permit right now. Well?
No, I don't have a special permission or a permit or anything like that.
I didn't think so. So that means you'd better quit your soliciting and right now, unless you want trouble with the law.
Okay, fine. I'll stop.
I'll make sure you do. And as for you...
Me?
That's right.
What?
You best be getting on out of here pronto.
Okay.
We don't allow lingerers on this block either.
Wow.
Told ya.
Man, I've been through hurricanes that were less noisy and more pleasant.
Now you know why I didn't go over to her house to ask for a donation.
How can anyone be so...
awful?
Yeah.
Mrs. Trollscales has hated me, ever since I caught her grandkids throwing rocks at the neighborhood cars.
What, did you turn them over to the police or something?
No, not at all. That's what was really weird. All I did was tell Mrs. Trollscales what they were doing. But she has something of a blind spot where her grandkids are concerned.
You think she's right about that no soliciting law?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter because I'm finished on this block anyway.
Lucille? What if I told you about congregating on the street with those urchins you call friends? That's not allowed either, and you better stop it right now or I'll call the police about that too. I've had enough of your antics.
Now, just a minute.
It's all right, Lucille. What? I gotta get going anyway. I'll see you later, and good luck with her.
Yeah, thanks.
Goodbye, Mrs. Chosecales.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Special permission from the mayor of the city council, my foot. Knowing old Troll Scales, she probably yelled at the mayor until he just couldn't take it anymore.
Stop that noise out there. I'll call the police. I mean it.
Oh, brother.
Over the next week or so, both Lucille and Liz threw themselves into their individual quests, or tried to. Liz got very serious about doing something great for God and tried various things. First, there was writing that book.
All right. How to Live a Dynamic Christian Life by Lizardo Quintus Lacerda. Okay, now let's see. What does it mean to be a dynamic Christian?
The only problem was,
I have no idea.
He had no idea. He also had no idea how to write a book. So after staring at the computer screen for a couple of hours, so he persuaded Grandpa Anoli to let him teach a church school class.
Good morning, class. Please turn in your Bibles to Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
The only problem was,
so we can see from Shulman's Hebrew commentary that there are no less than 370 different variations of the word in. As for the word the, it can mean various things as well.
Liz had no idea how to teach a church school class either. So, after nearly an hour of talking,
which brings us to the word beginning. Now, this word has a fascinating etymology.
The kids in class were, so he went on to his next plan, working with Grandpa to build homes for the homeless.
Aw, thanks, Grandpa. This is great.
You're welcome, Liz. Just take care. This is not a playground.
Oh, I'll be fine. Ooh, look, a hammer. Uh-oh.
Once again, the only problem was,
hey, what's this board doing here?
No, Liz, don't touch that. Don't. Oh, no.
Wow. Was that supposed to happen?
No, it wasn't. We spent all morning getting that wall frame just right.
Oh. Well, let's just put it back together then. Here, Grandpa, hand me that saw.
Liz, I think what? You better just go.
Oh, but Grandpa.
Please.
Oh.
Liz didn't know any more about building houses than he did about teaching church school or writing books.
Oh, man. This is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
But despite these setbacks, Liz was undaunted in his quest. Then one night, while he was lying in bed, he was struck by what he thought was an inspiration.
Yes, that's it. That's my great thing.
And the next morning, on his way to school, Maury ran to catch up with him.
Slow down.
I gotta get to school, Maury.
Why? You never want to get there early.
Well, I do today.
You look different. Are you okay?
I think I finally found it.
Found what?
Found the great thing I can do for God.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
So what is it this time?
Preaching.
Preaching?
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, it's only natural.
It is?
Sure, I'll be a great preacher. I love to perform, and that's sort of like preaching. All I need to do is perform God's word to people.
Well, that's nice, Liz, but preachers need a church, don't they?
Well, not necessarily. Besides, I do have a congregation.
Where?
Right here.
The schoolyard?
Yeah, I'll become the greatest schoolyard preacher ever.
Liz, are you sure about this? I mean, do you really want to do it?
Absolutely. Starting right now.
Oh, boy.
Liz climbed up on a rung on the jungle gym and called out to the playground.
Repent!
No one noticed at first, so he tried again.
Repent, I say! Repent, you evil sinners!
This time, the kids did notice him and started gathering around.
What are you doing, Lucerna?
You must all repent of your sins.
You repent, Liz? We're gonna play.
Yeah, we're gonna play.
Listen to me. Your souls are in mortal peril. You must repent.
Hey, I know mortal peril.
Hey, play scale ball for Auburn High.
This is no laughing matter.
That's why we're laughing.
Please listen to me. You have to listen. Listen.
It was no use. The more Liz preached, the more the kids laughed, jeered, and heckled. Finally, Liz could take it no more.
Listen to me, you dopey jerks!
Get out of the schoolyard on your head if you don't shut up.
Oh, yeah? And who'll throw me out, you?
In me!
Oh, yeah? Well, bring it on!
Liz, are you crazy?
No!
No, don't, guys, hey, hello. Don't pay any attention to him. He's not himself today. Come on, Liz, let me get you out of here.
Maury pulled Liz away from the crowd and calmed him down.
Oh, man, those big dopes.
Well, I have to say that was not like any preaching I've ever heard before.
Oh, Maury, what did I do? Lucille is doing something great. She's going to Finistan. I failed at everything.
Well, doing something great is never easy, Liz. You just got to get out there and try again.
No, enough is enough. I guess God doesn't want me to do a great work for him.
Oh, Liz.
Maybe God doesn't want me at all.
Liz?
While all that was happening with Liz, Lucille was facing more trials with Mrs. Troll Scales.
Thanks for coming in, Lucille.
Sure. What's this all about, Pastor?
Well, we've received a letter about you. A complaint letter.
Complaint?
From a Mrs. Troll Scales.
Oh, that's my neighbor. Could I see that letter?
Well, certainly.
Lucille could hardly believe her eyes. The letter misconstrued every interaction that Lucille had with Mrs. Troll Scales. She made Lucille out to be a terrible, snotty person who heaped all sorts of verbal abuse on her and her grandkids. Lucille was stunned.
What do you have to say, Lucille?
It's just wrong. She's got it all backwards. She's the one that does all this terrible stuff to me. She's just terrible.
Now, Lucille.
Hateful, even. She has it in for me.
Lucille.
She's trying to make my life miserable. Always has. She's an awful, warped, old witch.
Lucille, that'll be quite enough.
I'm sorry, Pastor, but you don't know this woman and what she's like.
No. But I know what I'm seeing now, and that's a side of you I've never seen before. And I have to say, it's not very attractive.
But Pastor!
Lucille, these types of situations can build character, but more often they reveal it. If you behave this way toward your neighbor who speaks your language, how will you behave towards those who don't speak your language, and may even be more irritating than this lady? Now Granny Gecko and I will have to seriously discuss whether you should go on this trip.
What? I can't believe this!
I'm sorry. But pending the investigation of this letter, I'm suspending you from Team Finistan.
Lucille was steaming when she left the pastor's office. She stormed out of church and nearly ran into Granny, who was just coming in. Whoa! Slow down, Lucille.
I'm sorry, Granny. I'm just so mad.
Well, I know. Oh. And I can tell. The pastor told me all about the letter over the phone, and that's why I'm here. I came to see if you're all right.
No, I'm not all right. Oh. Thanks to my deranged next-door neighbor, I may not even be able to go see my Aunt Wilma.
Now, hold on a minute, Lucille. You know this missions trip is not a vacation.
Well, yeah, I know.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it's now sounding like you're being motivated by the prospect of visiting your Aunt Wilma more than you are by doing God's work in Finistan.
Oh, no. I'm motivated by the mission's work, too. Honest. I mean, of course I want to see my Aunt Wilma.
Okay.
But seeing what she's doing in Finistan made me want to be part of that work, too.
That's good.
I have a heart for missions, Granny. I do.
And I do believe you, Lucille. But it also sounds like you have a mission opportunity right in front of you.
Huh?
Or more precisely, Lucille, right next door to you.
What? You want me to be a missionary? To Mrs. Troll Scales? You can't be serious.
Oh, I am serious. And I'm sure Mrs. Trollscales needs Jesus just as much as the Finistans do.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Now, Lucille, listen. When Jesus told the disciples to tell people about him, he told them to start right in their own neighborhood. If you really do have a heart for missions, honey, that's something you need to think about.
While Lucille was doing some hard thinking, Liz was summoned to Grandpa Anoli's house to talk about the fiasco at school.
Maury told me what happened.
Please. It's a painful incident I would rather forget.
Well, I guess I can understand that.
Yeah.
But Maury also told me that you now think God doesn't want you to do a great work for him, and that maybe he doesn't want you at all, right?
Yeah, it's beginning to look that way.
You remember that skit you did at church a couple weeks ago?
Which one?
The one where Jesus feeds the 5,000 with the boys' loaves and fishes.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, you told the whole thing from the boys' point of view, didn't you?
Right.
It never ceases to amaze me how you can write a skit and still miss its meaning.
I'm not following you.
Well, the way you retold that story, the point became that the young boy gave what he had.
Yeah.
He didn't try to do what he couldn't do, but he did what he could. And Jesus did a great work through him. You following now?
I think so.
Let me make it clear then. Do what God has given you the talent and ability to do, and leave the great works up to him. Got it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, maybe this'll help you stop guessing and be sure.
A letter?
Mm-hmm. From Missionary Clausen. Read that paragraph right there.
Here? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I really like the skit of the loaves and fishes. Whoever wrote it has a real talent. Wait a second, how does he know about my skits?
Well, the church sends a tape of all the services to Missionary Clausen every week.
Oh.
He's seen all the skits that you and the gang have done at the church.
Cool.
Keep reading right there.
Okay. I understand that you have other skits by this same writer that I haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have copies of the scripts for all the skits sent to me here in Finistan? With the writer's permission, of course. I think they will definitely help spread God's word in a creative and unusual way to the Finistans.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't believe it!
See?
Oh.
Looks like you're doing something great for God after all.
That's awesome! And it's been something I've been doing all along!
That's right.
As Liz was gathering his skits to send to Missionary Clausen, there was a knock on the door at Mrs. Trollscales.
What do you want, Lucille?
I want to apologize for the way I've behaved towards you, Mrs. Trollscales. I haven't treated you with the respect you deserve, and I'm sorry.
Well, I'd say it's about time you apologized. You should be sorry. Excuse me, is that it?
No.
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Trollscales?
Yes?
I'd like to tell you about Jesus. He's, always with you, and he loves you.
I think Lucille really does have a heart for missions, and it looks like she'll have her work cut out for her with Mrs. Trollscales. It's easy to forget that our neighbors are also a mission field. Like Granny said, they need Jesus just as much as people around the world do. And I also think Liz may understand Romans 8:28 a little better. All things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. You don't have to have a big ministry for God to work through you. He can work through things as simple as a kind act, or a word, or even a smile. When done out of love for Jesus, it pleases him, and he can use them for great purposes.
Hey, you know what?
Listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.